So, hi. Thanks for joining. This is Jody and this is Jaded. And I'm here with my friend, Mr. Jenkins. And we were just having a discussion about young men and advice to give as they're coming up on being fathers or looking to get married. There's some things that we forget we need to pass on to the younger generation and give them a little bit of guidance in how to not only treat people well, but to save themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, our generation is way different than these generations that are up and coming now.
That's why I kind of wanted to capture this. I think your advice to someone close to you was going to be something a lot of young men could hear, as far as, you know, say your girlfriend's pregnant, and she's turned into someone that he doesn't know anymore with the pregnancy, but there are certain things that we could tell him that first reassure him it's normal. This is what to expect. A little bit of advice, you know, and on top of that, a little bit of wisdom.
Well, it's not even so much that she turns into somebody they don't know. It's just that she turns into somebody that is different. Yes, because, you know, women are carrying the child. It's a lot. It's emotional for them. So they go through a lot of mood swings, and it takes a lot of patience, you know, on both parts, you know, to deal with it, you know. And that's, you know, that's what family and building a family is about, is patience, love, understanding, you know, and not never taking anything to heart, you know. You got to recognize when a woman's in discomfort, you know, and she's going through her mood swings, you know. You got to recognize when to channel it down so that you can, you know, be considerate of her, because, you know, she's got another life inside of her, you know. You can't be sitting up there arguing and stressing her out.
Right, we were talking about that.
You got to keep her comforted. Yeah, you know, that's what it's about. Keeping her comforted so she can have the best pregnancy as possible.
And arguing causes stress.
Yeah, arguing causes stress, and it's not good. It's not healthy, you know, when she's pregnant. You know, I mean, little spats, little disagreements, is, you know, this is to be expected. But when you blow it up to where, you know, people get upset and got veins popping out your neck and this and that, you know, that.
Well, you see that. Have you seen that? But I mean, with pregnant women, because I could see that for being cause of breaking it up. You know, you
well, see that. Like, no, I don't see that as a cause for, you mean breaking what up?
Breaking up the argument. Like, if you were to witness that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
like, that's a clear sign that it's going to get ugly.
Guys should have a responsibility of recognizing when things may escalate too far and cut it off, you know?
Yeah, that's
you just
got to
be in the mindset of, you know what, this is going too far. My woman is getting stressed out, and she's carrying this baby. I don't want her to, you know, to go through possibly a miscarriage, or, you know, just be depressed while, you know, because we argue. So you just got to recognize at one point the argument needs to stop, and you just, like, just stop.
Right, you can't win. Nobody's gonna win here.
Yeah,
so.
And then always coming back with some humor or something like that is a good thing, or just some comfort.
Yeah, we did talk about that. The thumbs up, right?
Yeah, so yeah, you just do a thumbs up. She might get pissed off, but you might be like, "Look, you know what? Hey, look, let's do this every time we get into an argument, and we need to just tone it down. So let's just give each other a thumbs up."
Yeah, that's a tone it down. You make a pact. That's tight.
You can make a pact like that or something like that, you know. But the whole goal is just to keep. You know, you want her to go through the most comfortable place, because all that stress could actually harm the baby. The baby could come out, you know.
Early,
you know,
or...
Yeah, just
anything, comes with lots of complications.
So you don't want to do that. But, I mean, it's all about respect, you know, respecting each other. You know, I mean, she can't get out of hand, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, she's got to have a level of responsibility as well, you know, but...
Yeah, don't let her push
you
too far.
Guys have to be conscientious about her needs and her moods and, you know, what she's doing. She's getting ready to give you a gift. So, you know, the greatest gift you can have, which is an offspring, you know. So, you know, you want to make sure that offspring can come into this world as happy and joyous as possible.
In the best way possible.
So you don't want to stress her out.
Yeah. And some of that, as far as women goes, can, not just pregnant women, but there's a certain level of insanity, I think, that any guy has to expect when he's involved in a relationship with a female.
Everybody has their own different personalities. I mean, you know, sometimes you might not expect it. Sometimes one might be so docile, she's just submissive, you know, and everything like that. But that still could be stressful because she's keeping it inside of her, you know, or it could be...
docile and keeping it in, that eventually comes out.
It could eventually come out, but I mean, it could be coming out when it doesn't come out visibly. It just comes out when she's by herself and she's not sharing, you know.
So what does that equal to you? How does it come out if she, what does that
mean? I'm just saying, she could be like, you know, when she's by herself, be depressed and alone, you know, because she's scared to speak up or scared to be an equal, you know.
So
a man is so dominating or... things are so dominant, she's just so...
But wait, that's different.
No, I'm talking about
docile.
Somebody that's real timid.
Yes.
You know, and just don't speak up for themselves.
You imagine them in a relationship where the other person is intimidating?
Well, to them, yeah.
Maybe the whole world
Most
of the timid ones I know aren't with anybody.
Right. They don't.
They are single women.
The whole world intimidates them, and you know, so they hold a lot in. You know.
So what is that woman like when you date her? Do you know? You ever dated a docile
woman?
No,
I'm talking about pregnant women.
No, I said we were going to move away from just the pregnant thing, and we were going to say how it's difficult to have to deal with women anyway. So a little bit of advice to young men. Who get in their chicks' faces or can't, like, seem to handle it. Like, women are crazy. Pregnancy just doubles or triples or 10 times it. But in general...
I didn't know we moved away from the pregnancy.
You weren't listening.
But we can end that podcast on the pregnancy. That's all I wanted to say on that.
You don't want to talk about how to help young men just deal with women in general? Like, you've had a lot of... crazy people in your life, and you've got a lot of family, so you've heard, you know, like, you've heard secondhand or third hand, however that goes, about other crazy things, but women in general, young men need to know,
all
like...
All I got to say to young men with women, but deal with women, is just, you know, I mean, nowadays, they just aren't used to being chivalrous or being gentlemen or anything like that. And if you want a good woman and not no crazy woman or hood rat, no what, if you want somebody that's good, that's going to be on your level, you know, find somebody that's compatible to you and treat her like a lady.
What
be
is
a complete gentleman, be a complete, you know...
Expound on that. These young men don't know what being a gentleman means.
Opening the door, being conscientious, you know, picking her up something to eat when you're coming by. I mean, it just takes...
Oh, come on. Now, this ain't Friday, and we're not trying to...
I already ate
2 times today.
It just takes knowing...
Courtesies,
the
right?
Needs. Yes.
Courtesies.
Common courtesies. It's common courtesies and extended courtesies, you know?
And one of them...
Attention, you know? You got to give some attention.
Yeah, you actually have to focus on her, which I don't think that was ever what any of those manners, the good manners we were taught when we were younger, I don't think any of those was basically just pay attention to that person. But in saying, hold the door for them, walk on the inside of the curb, do this, they're forcing you to pay attention to that person. Those actions are that we're telling you to do. But truly what we're doing is paying attention to that person. And so that's what it means, right?
Well, yeah, that's what it's supposed to take. It's supposed to take that from both sides. Attention from...
It does.
The ultimate attention. That's what it is. I mean, going to the ends of the earth. If you find somebody that you feel is your soulmate, you go to the end. I don't care what she asks you to do. You know, you're willing to do it for it. And it's vice versa, the same thing.
As long as you aren't mean to each other in the meantime.
No, it's not even to be about me. It's beyond that. When you get to a point where you think you found somebody that's your ultimate person, you can ask them the wildest shit without them thinking something different of you. And it's vice versa. You just connect like that. It's like you're not misinterpreted with what you're requesting or vice versa. You know, y'all... You know, because when it comes to like sexual pleasures and shit,
I was just
you could find somebody that, you know, that, okay, so you got some shit that you like, oh, I want to try that, but you can't do that with everybody. So, but this person, you might explain to them, like, they'd be like, oh, I'm comfortable with that, and I want to try something like this, you know.
I think that's a better sign of love than anything else.
When you get somebody, that's what it takes. That's the ultimate person, the ultimate love.
You can ask anything you might think would embarrass you in front of other people or make you feel bad, but you can ask it.
It's no matter what you ask, no matter what you request, no matter what you want to do, no matter if you want to fucking take a trip. You might be like, babe, you know what? I want to go on this mission for 3 months and shit down into help these people over in the third world countries. Nice. Let's go do this as volunteers. And then she'd be like, okay, I'm down with it. Or she might be like, you know what, babe? You know, I've been wanting to travel around the world, you know, or something, you know. And he'd be like, yeah, okay, let's do it. You know, that's what it takes and shit. But a lot of people... The majority of people aren't like that. No. They have certain
conditions that need to be met.
Well, certain conditions, no, but they have certain points where they are compatible. They have compatibility points, you know. But there's a couple of them that don't. And when you be like, babe, you know, hey, you know, everything is great. You know what? I've been always wanting to try to. I want to do this, you know, and be like. You know, that's almost there, but it's not there.
I mean, if he's asking to ride bitch on a Harley in a bikini, you know, that might strike some people
He might be like, baby, come on, let's ride down the strip and shit, you know. I mean, just being facetious. Let's ride down the strip and shit, and let me tap that while we ride down the strip on the motorcycle, you know. And she might be like, yeah, let's do that, but that's compatible. But the right. Most people would be like, what?
What the hell?
What the fuck?
And that's the last time you're ever going to ask anything. If you get shut down like that.
Exactly.
You get shut down like that, you never ask again.
The most successful relationships are the ones where you can share, like, everything, your adventures, where you want to travel, the things you want to do. The things you do at home, you know, y'all might have a combination of, you know, she might like staying home, you know, watching movies, but he's like out doing business and everything like, but you're able to compromise where she still is able to come out and deal with that, and he still, you know, wants.
Oh, there's lots of scenarios I can put together where they can meet up and make that work.
So I mean, it's like.
Mutual,
you know,
respect,
but a lot of that doesn't happen. It's either, you know, the guy likes going out or the female likes going out, and the other one is like, have done it, but then they get tired of it. It's like, oh my God, you know, but they're going out. And then the vice versa, you know, they going out so much, they can't stay at home, you know, and then this person's like, you know. They have to have a balance, but you have to have an understanding, too, because, like, say that
none of this can work without understanding.
Yeah, you know, but then they're so compatible, it's like behind closed doors, you know, they got their deepest secrets that they trust each other with that will never get beyond the doors, and they feel comfortable. But a lot of people, even though you might love somebody, you still may feel leery because of the requests.
Insecurities,
you know?
or things that have gone on. Like, I kind of feel like in relationships, when something happens that isn't good, that affects you in a way, like, it kind of starts as like a little speed bump. But as time goes on, if you don't actually deal with it, I feel like that every time that subject comes up or that thing, like that, at some point, it becomes a fucking mountain. And it affects everything until, like, you actually have to, you have to believe in your partner. You have to believe in your man or your woman. And you have to want to talk about it. No matter how much it hurts you to recognize
or to express it.
Right. Yeah. You can't be just comfortable with sex stuff. You got to be comfortable with the real shit that matters.
Right.
So until you do, I think that ruins a lot of relationships because it's one resentment over an unresolved issue. But the resentment really isn't with your partner. It's with the fact that you didn't deal with it. And now it hurts. Like, you didn't even tell him. You didn't even give him a chance to make this mountain into nothing. If you talked about
it, you said you don't confide in your partner.
You have to confide everything.
Yeah. Like, yes, you have to confide everything.
Yeah. Hurts, everything. Wants, needs.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be the ultimate thing. It has to be a thing where no matter what, you can discuss, say things to each other. You can talk about things. You can bring up the... And it's all a balanced... Total understand. Okay, we starting from here. This is what it is. Blah, 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 blah. And then, but see, there aren't relationships like that out there.
I think there still can be.
No, but there can be. But
we don't know. We're just not in one.
There's not a complete balance like that because there's something or another, a subject, an issue, a situation, or something like that that's going to make them conflict.
It festers. That's what I was looking for.
How much you discuss it. It could be...
No.
Those
are life-changing.
It could be husband and wife, and the husband or the wife got a friends at work, and got a best friend that's male or female, blah, blah, this. And even though they trust them, there's just something, or something comes up, and they see it and shit, and they be like, what the fuck is going on? Instead of understanding and trusting that they would never do anything like that, a thought will come into their mind that, you know what, that don't look right, you know?
But as partners, aren't you supposed to communicate?
That's human nature, though.
But certain events like that, if your partner would know because you talked about it before.
Right, but still, if you go out, okay, so say you got, say you married, your husband going on a business trip, right?
Right.
Right. Sure. And he always, and like he going on a business trip, you know? Say we and you was married.
Okay?
I'm getting ready to go on this trip on Sunday. I'm leaving 12 days, coming back, right? I'm leaving 3 days after that. I'm be gone for a month and a half, okay? So, I got a co-worker. We both know her. She works at the same company for me. She's traveling also.
Okay.
You know, and everything like that. So, you know, okay, you know, we got a good relationship. You trust me. You know, ain't nothing happening, everything like that. Okay, but so say that I go out there with the training, come back, okay, and then I go back out on my next hop, okay? So the understanding is that the coworker is going to be going to these assignments on the East Coast, but I'll be hanging on the West, okay? So they hop me out to California, right? And then while I'm out in California, they change her assignment and fly her out to California too.
Okay.
Would that make you feel leery? Make you feel like what? Hold on, what's going on and shit? Now y'all together out there, would you feel at least a little bit uncomfortable?
No, I would feel a little anxious because I would want pictures.
Oh shit! Okay. All right, that's another subject we can talk about.
We definitely could. Totally. Yeah. So I don't know how to answer that, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What answer were you expecting?
No, I thought that maybe you might have been a little uncomfortable knowing that me and her are close, you know, and that now instead of, because you knew I was going to be working on the West Coast, she was going to be working on the East Coast. Now all of a sudden, she's flying out West on the assignment that I'm on.
Yeah, which would look a little funny if
exactly.
Jealous.
So that's what I'm saying.
That,
right.
That wouldn't be me.
And see, that's how relationships are.
They can be.
Yeah.
Most are.
You're right. Like,
yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying. The most
are. That's why I was
are.
Asking for your advice as to these young men that are coming up, not just into pregnancies, but into relationships with the females of this generation.
It's the same thing. No, here's a bombshell for you, though. But a lot of guys accuse women, I mean, when they're good women, you know, stay home, take care, they accuse women of messing around. They're messing around with other guys to cover their shit up.
They call that projecting.
Yeah.
Like I feel guilty of this, so I'm gonna put that on you.
Women do that too.
All people do. It's not even just relationships. It's not just men and women or men and men, and it's not just intimate relationships.
Right.
Friends, whatever, our guilt shows itself we just don't always recognize us what's going on.
Pictures are.
Yeah, pictures. Yeah. And I would be a little jealous. I wouldn't be jealous like the typical housewife.
Right, right.
I would be jealous like, God, I'm not there.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
But it would be cool because I could hold that over you that you had to, you know, make sure that I got my equal time.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a little bit much and over the top. Wasn't expecting that. But, hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoy this episode of Jaded. And
oh, that was some good advice for y'all young men out there.
Indeed, and thank you, Mr. Jenkins, for being on my podcast.
You're welcome, Ms. Ortiz.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.